BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 5 through 9. Nothing ever goes my way. An indicator to a depressing gray day is manifested in the mumbled thought, "Nothing ever goes my way." A person makes plans that have good, right, and pleasant goals. When the plans are blocked, moved, or proved inadequate, the mood turns from sunny rays to an overcast soul. We feel alone, perhaps even abandoned by God or good fortune. How can a bright, hopeful heart return? Paul reveals his travel plans. He intended to strengthen the congregations and collect the charitable offering for the suffering poor Christians in Israel. This seems like a good plan. His plans allow for unforeseen problems, for he uses phrases like, "perhaps I will," and "if the Lord permits." Paul knew from past oppositions against the Lord's work through him that even the best laid out plans go ways we do not want or perhaps even expected. Paul was correct in his expectations of troubles that would cause his plans to change. Verses 3 and 4 indicate that at this time, Paul did not intend to return to Jerusalem with the offering. The letter to the Roman congregations, written while in his future brief stay in Corinth, indicated that his desire after bringing all the offering together was to visit Rome. This did not happen, for he said to the Ephesians elders he was, quote, compelled by the Spirit to go to Jerusalem. Though, quote, in every city the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. Acts chapter 20, verse 17 and verses 22 through 23. And then, quote, this is what is recorded. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Proverbs 19:21. I make plans, I have intent. So, is it plausible to answer, quote, how then can anyone understand his own way? While ignoring, a person's steps are directed by the Lord. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 24. How can I say, I make plans with intent, so yes, I know my own way? I cannot when I understand, accept, and live by humble faith. Did I plan without asking God's leading in times past to be where I am now? Doing what I am doing now? Is this truly my construct? Am I now what I intended before? No, absolutely not. I am now what my loving God intended before. So accept this. Invites a bright, hopeful heart's return.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the